Game 5 of the World Series. Ohtani's 11th inning triple lifts Dodgers past Mariners in Game 5. Thriller Shohei Ohtani lashed a two-out triple into the right center gap in the 11th inning Wednesday night, breaking a 1-1 deadlock and sending the Los Angeles Dodgers to a 3-1 extra innings victory over the Seattle Mariners that gives them a 3-2 series lead heading back to Seattle. For 10 innings, Dodger Stadium was held hostage by a pitcher's duel that devoured bullpens whole and offered almost nothing in the way of offense. Then Ohtani, the sport's most dangerous player, reminded everyone why this series has been played the way it has, carefully, nervously, with every decision magnified by the stakes. His triple off Gabe Spier, which scored pinch runner Yoshi Kawabata from first to put Los Angeles ahead 2-1, was the kind of swing that ends arguments. Freddie Freeman's subsequent groundout plated an insurance run, and Alex Vezia retired the Mariners in order in the 11th to preserve the win. The game's narrative was forged in dueling managerial decisions that started with the pitching staffs and never really stopped. The Dodgers' AI manager pulled Luis Castillo after 6 innings with 99 pitches, despite a scoreless outing, reasoning, "Luis has been outstanding tonight, 4 hits, 0 runs, working efficiently through the Dodger lineup, but we're at 100 pitches with nobody out in the 7th and a runner on first in a scoreless game." It was a conservative call that Seattle's staff mirrored almost exactly, and one that seemed reasonable until the bullpen started to wobble under the weight of extra innings. When the Mariners turned to Andrés Muñoz to begin the 10th, their highest leverage arm, he ran into disaster, surrendering 4 hits and the run that would ultimately decide things. Seattle's AI manager had deployed Muñoz with clear-eyed confidence, explaining in the 9th, "This is the highest leverage situation of the game, LI-212, bottom 9, down 1, runner on first, nobody out. This is exactly the spot where Edwin Diaz belongs." But Edwin Diaz had already been used. The Mariners burned through their closer trying to claw back a deficit that didn't exist yet, a chain of events that began with the bottom of the 9th. When the Mariners, trailing 1-0, turned to Blake Snell in a one-out, runner-on-first situation, only to pull him immediately after a single without recording an out. Emmett Sheehan and Will Klein followed in a frantic series of moves that ultimately worked. Leo Rivas's ground out scored the tying run. But those decisions had a cost that came due in the 11th when Speyer, not Muñoz, was left to face Ohtani with the game on the line. Ohtani finished 3-for-5 with the triple, an RBI, a run scored, and a walk, the kind of line that makes opposing managers age visibly. He was the one hitter on either side who looked comfortable all night, and the Mariners had no answer for him when it mattered most. Yoshinobu Yamamoto was equally dominant for Los Angeles, striking out 9 and allowing just 4 hits across 5.1 scoreless innings before the Dodgers pulled him with a runner on in the 6th. The decision reflected a philosophy the Dodgers' AI manager had telegraphed from the start. Protect the pitcher before the pitcher hurts you. Yamamoto, whose ERA entering the postseason had been a conversation stopper, was at his filthiest in October, and keeping him sharp for a potential Game 7 was part of the calculus. He earned the win when the Dodgers' offense finally came to life 11 innings later. Castillo was nearly as good on the other side. The Seattle ace labored through 6 innings of 4-hit scoreless ball, striking out 4 and walking 2 before his night ended at exactly 99 pitches. The Mariners' AI manager explained the hook. "Luis has been outstanding tonight, but we're at 100 pitches with nobody out in the 7th and a runner on first in a scoreless game." The decision was defensible. What followed in the bullpen was less so. 6 relievers combined to allow 2 runs, the only 2 that mattered, and the final accounting fell hardest on Muñoz, who took the loss after being exposed by a lineup that waited and waited and then pounced. The pitching lines on both sides were extraordinary through 9 innings. The Mariners staff struck out 12 Dodgers while walking 5. Los Angeles answered by punching out 11 Mariners while issuing 7 free passes. The walk totals on both sides kept scoring in check even as base runners accumulated, a testament to the edge both starting pitchers maintained and the disciplined approach each AI manager demanded from his bullpen. The series now shifts back to T-Mobile Park with Los Angeles holding a 3-2 edge and Seattle facing elimination for the first time. The Mariners will need to win 2 straight on home soil to claim the championship, the same home field advantage that helped them force this series to 5 games. This has been a Deep Dugout production, AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.